Asset Realty offers everything necessary to help you successfully evaluate, acquire, and maintain any size property and maximize a property's potential value. Whether it's the first time you are purchasing a house or managing your next apartment complex, we are here to reach your real estate goals. Start investing now. We take the headaches, you keep the profit. Contact us at 262-232-8738 or visit us at smartassetrealty.com.
Se habla español.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, activist Robert Miranda, and also a fresh water for life activist. You know, Robert, there's another side of this, too. You talked about these guys walking around with their AR-15s strapped on their shoulders like they've been in war, you know. Like right. you know, you make them, you've been there. And these guys are walking around, you use the term like they're tough. You know, the nationalists, you know, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the KKK, walking around young guys trying to be tough, you know, owning these weapons. What do you say about that, man?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can understand that kind of testosterone and that kind of energy. I've had that when I was a young Marine myself. But you get the experience I experienced when I witnessed young men who were shot by an M60 or by a 7.62 round. And you get in your mind and you think in your mind how that round cooks in a man's body. And you smell that blood and that flesh cooking because of that round. And you think about the screaming, and you think about all of the noises around you. You get a perspective real quick, real quick. And that perspective is survival, self-survival. And you think, wow, this isn't Hollywood. This is real. The pain is real. The anguish is real. The agony is real. This isn't about looking like John Wayne or running around acting like some Audrey Murphy war hero. When you get a bullet passing and whizzing over your head, that's a very distinct sound. That snaps you out of all that Hollywood stuff and wakes you up. And, you know, I don't want a lot of these young men to experience that kind of stuff, or young women. I don't want y'all to experience that kind of stuff. But you need to understand, carrying those weapons don't make you anything. Carrying those weapons don't protect or guarantee nothing. Because the bottom line is, even if you do use that weapon, one way or the other, you're going to change. And you're going to see the reality of how that weapon can destroy a body and how that weapon can destroy your mind. And it makes you realize that this isn't a toy. This isn't just some political argument. This is a real life. And you need to get that in your skull. Now, I understand there are people out there who have thick skulls, and they have a tough time thinking, okay? They have a very tough time thinking. But they need to understand that if they don't care about themselves, at least try to care about your neighbors. Try to care about those children you see playing in the streets, kicking that ball. You can't be always thinking about yourself only. And if you are thinking about yourself only, then you're not the kind of human being that you profess yourself to be, or that you profess your religious values to be. Because if you are one who follows Jesus, like most of y'all do or say you do, you know that Jesus cared about a lot of other people. And if that isn't your kind of thought process and you want to own a gun, you shouldn't have a gun at all, period.
Okay, let's bring Dave back on. Dave, you wanted to say?
Yes. I wanted to clarify, so your last caller said I justified the Homestead situation. I didn't justify what the kids did. What I was justifying was the fact that at that time, Homestead High School had no security measures in place whatsoever. And I made the argument because of the size of Mequon is twice the size of the city of Milwaukee as far as land area is concerned. With a handful of police officers, if there's a situation at Homestead High School or any other school within Mequon, it takes them quite a long time to get there.
Dave.
My point is this. And to your guess, we're on the same page with the mental health. We seem to be a little bit different on the security end of things. We're on the same page with the AK-47 and AR-15s. And at the end of the day, the schools, let me finish my thought really quick, girl. At the end of the day, the schools know who the troublemakers
are. Hey, Dave, your thoughts are not in accordance with the conversation I'm having. So what I'm saying to you is, this is not about Dave and Dave's opinion alone. This is about the fact that the political group that you side with has turned their back on all of these killings and all of these things, and yet somehow want people to think that they are a viable entity and that somehow we are supposed to take them seriously. That's at the root of this. And they continue to support.
Let me ask you a question, Earl. Which side has been pushing the defund the police movement?
That has nothing to do with any of this.
It sure does, because at the end of the day, you got to have security. You have to have security.
There was so much security in Milwaukee the other day that and they didn't do anything. They didn't do anything. So I don't.
Well, it's a ridiculous. She's talking about
down at the. Didn't stop any of the deaths that happened in Milwaukee the other night at the Deer District at all, and it was crawling with security.
I know it's a ridiculous.
And they nabbed everybody.
Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call. It's a ridiculous comparison. You know,
and to continue to bring up the whole idea that, you know, we need security. Okay, yeah, all right. You just are not wanting to accept the fact that you are part of a political party.
Yes,
you are.
That's
supporting
it.
A political party that is allowing the destruction and the demise of our society, of our country. It is underhandedly destroying the democratic institutions, as you pointed out, Earl. It is allowing the murder of children in our country. It is a political party that has lost its soul completely. It doesn't, it espouses everything evil and does not reflect what it's supposed to be saying is what we should be all abiding by, and that's the Bible. It does not reflect nothing about the Bible. It is a hypocritical political party.
Well said, Robert. Got to go to a break. I'm glad that Robert has agreed to hang on. When we come back, you too can join us, 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Sing with me, y'all.
One word. We only got one word. One word. That's all we got. One word.